Shabbat Shalom, everybody. This is our Shabbat message on Friday. This is Pastor Tim Karskatten here at Christian Center Shreveport, our daily podcast this week dealing with removing the enemy from our souls. So sit back and enjoy the freedom we have in Christ. Well, it's our Friday podcast if you're listening on schedule. If not, receive the blessing, you know, from the Shabbat, the rest of God. And when we say that, we're talking about how Christ did the work for us, and we just enter into that rest. May God bless you. Well, this week, and we've been dealing really with the power of covenant to destroy our enemies, to cut them off, to remove them from our soul, where through our sin and our generational iniquities, they've come to us. And we're purifying ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, like Paul tells us to do in 1 Thessalonians 5, that we would stand rightly before Him, pure before Him, on that day when we come before Him. It's available, everybody. Don't think it's not available. Well, I'll just do the best I can and show up and ask for grace for the areas I didn't get free of. No. Have a goal in the Lord to, before you leave this earth, that you finish on God's terms, not the devil's terms, and that you have purified yourself and you've sanctified every part of your being through the help of the covenant that Jesus gave us through His death and His resurrection. That's what's available. And, you know, yesterday and all week we've been talking about the covenants we have in the Lord and the power that we have to be set free, and how the Lord cuts off our enemies and it becomes an enemy to our enemies within our soul to defeat them. You know, it goes beyond that. It comes even in the natural, in the nations and so forth. But we're dealing with personal deliverance in this topic as we've been studying the book by Derek Prince, You Shall Expel Demons. But another covenant we want to talk about is the covenant He made with David. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9, He says, "I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are in the earth." Wow. So the Lord is the one who made David who he is. Now remember, David was a friend of God. And to me, when I study Scripture, David lived like a new covenant believer. Look what he did with the tabernacle. He let everybody come in, not just the high priest. That's what was available in Christ. So he was like a forerunner of what it was like to be a new covenant believer. He believed it by faith, and it was credited unto him righteousness that way. But the Lord said, "I'm going to cut off your enemies." There's another, this is the third time we've been talking about this. And actually, this will be the fourth time. But we know by David's example, though, in Psalms 143, that, you know, the covenant he had included that very thing. Remember when he was on his way out of Jerusalem and Absalom. Excuse me. Absalom had taken power, and David prayed a covenant prayer in Psalms 143, and he prayed for mercy in that covenant. He said, "Lord, revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble in your mercy. Cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant." That's a New Testament prayer. I know it's in the Old Testament, y'all. Faith people, hang on. I'll get you there. That is godly, biblical, judicial prayer uttered out of a covenant, out of David and the God. And God brought it to pass. You know, the Bible says there were three spears that went into the heart of Absalom. You know, I think that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the fullness of God who cares for us and made covenant with us to bring justice in our lives when we cry out for His mercy through repentance. You know, that's the key. You've got to repent. And so, you know, the same God, Jesus Christ, who died for us, actually wants to destroy and kill the enemy of our soul. He will. He's going to do it for you if you just believe and follow His principles. It's available in us. Don't think you can't do it. So for all those people saying, "Well, I just don't know about all what you said. Let me give me some New Testament." Hang in. I told you if you hung in there, you'd get some. I love them all. I think they're all connected anyway, but I have to deal with some people who don't believe that. But I love you. Love you. In the New Testament, we see the manifestations, right? Remember in Acts chapter 12, we see Herod had stretched out his hand, you know, and he kills James, he puts Peter in prison. And what happens? The church begins to pray and they ask for breakthrough, right? And in verses 21 through 23, we see the story of Acts 12. And the Greek word here that describes it, it's A-X-E-E-O-S, axos. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's a principle we see in the New Testament. And it describes God's principle of justice from the old covenant to the new, and it dispenses all the justice all the way to the book of Revelation. And in those verses, he said, so on a set day, Herod arrayed a royal apparel, sat on the throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, the voice of God, it's not a man. And then immediately the angels struck him because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and he died. New Testament, right side of your Bible, for those that people don't believe that God brings justice and judgment in the New Testament, bam, there it is. And it's a biblical justice, and it's the ability to cut off our enemy. Herod was an enemy to the church. He would not give glory to God, and he was a hindrance to the advancement of the kingdom of God, and God took him out. God did. And you got to understand that. That's a God we serve. So, you know, the justice can occur in the natural. Well, what is the God of mercy saving Herod's soul? I guarantee you Herod had the opportunity to come to know Jesus, but he refused to. That's his choice. That's not the Lord's choice. So we see this runs through the Old Testament, New Testament. It's the same stuff. Don't get caught up in that mentality that this is old, it can't happen now. Yes, it can, because it's revealed in the New Testament as well. And I don't know why we've abandoned this and given up on this, and we've moved into what I struggle with personally, and I have through the years, is unsanctified mercy. When God wants to bring mercy, and his mercy is, like David said, in your mercy, cut off my enemies. Because look, if I continue to let enemy reside in my soul, and you do too, guess what, man? That means the enemy is going to gain territory not only in your heart, but in the actions of your life. In his mercy, he loves the world. It's important that he cuts off the enemy so that the world can advance and be healed and experience the joy of God. So in his mercy, he cuts it off and he removes it from them. So the question is, where are the people that are crying out for this? Are you crying out for it in the earth? But more importantly, we're talking about personal deliverance here. Are you crying out for it in your own life? That's the restoration of David's tabernacle, which is the issues of the heart. And so we see that in the first Psalm when David prayed, you know, before the ark, you know, he cried out to God. And then we see when he goes into Jerusalem in 1 Chronicles 16, we see the same thing. Let's read that in verses 7 and then 14 and so forth. It says, and on that day, David first delivered a Psalm in the hand of Asaph and his brethren, and to thank the Lord. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are all in the earth. Remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob, to Israel, an establishing covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of inheritance. And when you were but a few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to the other and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Look, God wants to protect the gift that's inside of you. And if the enemy has taken residence in your soul because of willful acts that you've done, you've allowed the curse to come, and you repent, I want you to understand, he no longer has legal right to come inside of you. You know, Brother Branham, William Branham, used to say all the time that people were always worried as him as a prophet that he could see their sin. And he would say to them, look, if your sin's been covered by the blood of Jesus, you've repented, I can't see your sin. It's covered. So, you know, if somebody does see your covered sin, then they're not hearing from God. They're hearing from the enemy. And, you know, the enemy wants to say your sins aren't forgiven. And I want you to get that. You are forgiven when you repent. And as you do, you now have this authority. And the Lord will say to the enemy, touch not my anointed one. You know, we have to see that we are those people that are set apart by the Lord, and that he has made us a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And God is going to reprove. He's going to come against kings, leaders, anybody that comes against his people. And when you've allowed it in your life and the enemy thinks he has residence there and he can control you, tell you what to do, when to do it. He can tell you when to get angry and how to be angry. He can tell you how to feel rejection and be unloved. Because why? He's living there and he has a voice inside of you. But when you evict him through repentance and commanding him and expelling those demonic forces out of your soul, not out of your spirit, man, out of your soul, guess what? Those voices go away. And the spirit man, your conscience, begins to tell you the truth about God. And you begin to have a greater relationship with God. That's where we are. Man, I want to close on that today. I just want to bless you. I hope this has been a helpful week to you as we've studied the covenants of God and the power you have to overcome the enemy in that area of your life. You must expel them. I decree that over you right now. As we close out in prayer, that every demonic force that's in your soulish realm, we repent, Lord, as you show each one of us what we need to repent of embracing those lies and those deceptions. And we say, you have to go. And we ask God that just supernaturally you remove these things from us. And we agree with the covenants in the Word of God that you cut off our enemy. You remove him. You cast him out. That's the authority we have in you, Christ. And we ask for it to be invoked today. And every area you show us to repent of, that we can have an expectancy that we're going to have a cleansed soul. And we're going to be sanctified in every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Bless you. Guys, have a great weekend. See ya.